What's up, all you pod bean motherfuckers? I'm your co-host Chuck. This is my host
Sherry.
And this is my other co-host
Billy.
And we're just here to talk about random shit again, because that's what we do. Because we really have nothing else to talk about. So, what's our topic today?
We're talking.
What do you want? Well, actually, what do you want to start with? You can start with either one.
It's random shit, so I don't care.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the Disney princesses and our rendition of what they were doing before they became princesses and what they're doing after?
Sure. Sure. Let's
That's
do that.
Gonna be the
That's
best.
Fun.
Because yeah. I hate Disney. But anyway.
You hate Disney?
Yes.
Wow. He hates Disney, Billy.
So here we go. We're going to talk about this. So who do we start with first?
I say we start with number one, Snow White, because she was the very first princess.
Okay, so what do you think, both of you need to tell me, your thoughts. What do you think she was doing before she became Snow White, like as, you know, being who she was, who she is in movies today?
Well, before she became a princess, you mean?
Yeah, before she did all that.
She wasn't born. No, I'm just kidding.
let's just fuck it up.
I'm just joking. No, let's see. Before she became a princess, I say she was probably, let's see.
Unless you want me to go first, because I already have mine.
Let's do yours. You go first.
And okay, my theme. First was that she was being sold.
Oh! What?
I think she was being sold first because, you know, the dwarf she's with?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. She was sold to them, and then they... You know, pounded her enough. You know, hi ho, hi ho. They gave it
no
to her.
No way.
Yeah, that's
pretty much
hi ho. You think they're calling
her? At least one. Well,
come on. Who? What girl hanging around with seven little midgets?
They must be having a blast.
And they all got, and they're all men. I mean,
oh wow.
Well, oh, I my guess God. They're all men.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't see no tripod.
No tripod. Wow.
So, what do you think? What do you think?
I could see that, you know.
See?
I could see that.
What do you think?
I agree.
You agree?
Her soft little voice didn't fool anybody.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a princess. My name's Snow White. Fuck you, whore. You
know, she had, like, the most annoying voice.
Yeah.
And that I think that's what I was thinking of when you're saying, what did she do before? Like, what type of a voice is that? Nobody wanted to be her friend. She had to go into the woods and, like, make friends with these little
What was she wearing before she was a princess?
She had to be, she was wearing like short, like Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
And she had like little, what do they call those fucking things?
The ones Pinka? That
just, no, they're just like the things that go across.
Boob tubes.
Yeah, well, what are they called?
Boob okay. tube.
No, that's a TV.
No, that's what they wore without straps or anything. They're called the boob tubes.
Yeah, what did they call them?
But there was an original
Halter
name.
Top?
I don't know what it is. Tit Maybe. Cover, tire, I don't know fucking it is. But anyways, she was wearing that. Tube. She had her hair up in little pigtails. And she was getting pounded left and right by these fucking seven dwarfs.
Yeah.
And then they just used her up, and now she doesn't want to be any part of that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we did the rendition. Yeah. We did the rendition of what we think she was before she was a princess. So what do you think is going on with her now?
Oh, she's like doing crack or something. She's like in a quarter. She's really
Where do you think she's living?
In the
Is
streets?
It in America? No, in America.
Probably in a, like a foreign country, but you know, she's in the alleyway somewhere. She's got a pet cat as a friend, and it's like
I personally think she's walking the streets in Las Vegas selling her body because she was so used to it
off the strip. Yeah,
yeah,
it's legal
I
there.
See
she
that.
Snorts the coke once in a while, rubbing her lips because she's fucking on some crack. You know, fucking lips are all dry.
Is she still talking the high voice?
No, she doesn't talk like that anymore. She's had so much dick in her mouth. She's got that high voice now.
Hi, my name's Snow.
What's your real name?
Snow White. Well, maybe Sally Whitaker.
Sally Ruthers. I don't know. I'm just kidding. hi, my name's Snow. That's kind of perfect for her.
Name's not Snow. They couldn't think of a name for her.
We'll just call her White. She's white.
She's okay. White.
Yeah, so whatever. Her name's Snow. That's what we're going to call her.
Sally.
People are like, oh, how much, sweetheart? Oh, $40. I'll do anything, you know?
Right.
That's like Pittsfield prostitutes. Okay, we did her. We don't want to stay on this forever. We got other things to talk about. So who's next?
Okay, let's see.
Well, Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
What about Sleeping Beauty?
It's Sleeping Beauty, but it's okay, not the next one on the list. I don't give
a fuck about the next one on the list. We're just going random. Okay, well, the Cinderella. Next one was Cinderella. Okay, fine, Cinderella.
That's what do you think?
Okay, well, I gotta ask the question though. What do you think she was before she? I know they showed in a movie she was a little bitch child that was sent to.
She was a spoiled rotten bat brat.
Okay, but they showed that in the movies. But what do you think she was before she came up, Cinderella, or a princess? We're not doing the actual movie renditions. We're doing ours. And if nobody likes it and they like Disney, suck it.
She used to steal and get in trouble all the time.
What do you think?
She probably stole.
I think she's shooting up heroin.
Yeah, probably doing
no,
that too.
No, I don't think she was. I think she was snorting coke, got really fucked up for a few years. She was like
probably a dealer.
No, she was like 16 and some dude named Pancho got her into some cocaine and she's snorting the shit left and right, and she's turned, how old? She's 19 now, right?
Yeah.
In the movies, anyways. Mm, yeah. And then she straightened her life out, and her dad sold her and said, fuck it, I don't want no part of you anymore, and sold her to a family of three witches and one bitch, I guess. Now she cleans her house.
Well, she was working for them, and she sucked, so they put her up in the tower and said, here.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think
she
now?
She clean well. She was trying to get money for her addict.
Now
her
what do you addiction. Now what do you think she's doing? After all that, after being a princess, what do you think's going on now?
She's living in the castle, but she's a complete lazy bitch. Like she used to like clean houses. She's now has people doing it. She's very demanding of her servants. Exactly. I mean,
what do you think?
I'm not sure offhand.
I think personally, they're living in a trailer. They're living in a trailer. Hello, Lilo. How you doing? I think that Cinderella is living in a trailer with the prince. Because they were kicked out of the castle because they had too many fucking kids because they were fucking left and right.
Oh my God.
So they have like 7 kids. They got tattoos or covered in fucking, you know, fucking needle marks. And
what does the kids look like?
I don't want to know. Well, they're all,
they don't
a couple
look like
of
him.
A couple of them are out of wedlock. You know, she's like, she went to Snow White and asked, can I bang one of your dwarfs or something? I don't know.
Oh, something
like that.
They're like best friends.
Yeah. One's a midget and he can't figure out why. Yeah, that's what I think.
So
I think that's where Cinderella is. That's where I think Cinderella is at this point.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Aurora.
Who the fuck's Aurora?
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty, yeah. Okay, well, what do you think she was before she became a princess? I'm going to ask the same question all the time. Our rendition, where do you think she was?
Aurora, let's think. This one's hard because...
You're taking too fucking long.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, what's your idea? And then I'll throw you mine.
Sleeping Beauty, Lilo.
She hung out with fairies in the woods. I mean, those were her best friends were fairies.
What do you think?
I'm not sure either.
He's no good at this. So anyways.
She's trying to tell her how to dress and what to wear.
I personally think she was hanging around with a bunch of bull dyke lesbians.
Well, that's what the fairies are.
No, I don't think so. Lilo says a hoe. Perfect, exactly.
Oh, yeah, total hoe.
I think she was being licked and slapped, you know,
oh,
her taco. Her
she liked them. She was probably getting lesbian or something.
But I think her taco was being licked constantly.
Oh, jeez.
And she just got tired of it because she wanted to jump to a man. Because these were bull dyke bitches and they were evil. And, you know, like they kept pulling on her bean, slapping the shit out of it. You know, like it was like tenderizing meat or something. You know, hitting it with a hammer. You know, whatever.
Oh my, what?
So she grew up, and she became. She grew up. I know I'm bad, but you're gonna have to enjoy it. I'm sorry.
He's bad. Warning.
So she grew up, and she became Sleeping Beauty.
Is that why she likes to lay around?
Now she's no. Now she straightened out.
Oh, she straightened out.
She's good now. Yeah.
So what is she now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. At the point where she was a princess, when she was a princess, she straightened out. But now I want to know what you think this fucking little skanky bitch is doing now after all this princess bullshit.
Well, you said she straightened out. Maybe she's a lawyer.
No, I'm saying she straightened out to become a princess. Now what is she doing?
Oh, you think she went bad?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking
she's
you.
She's probably like a female pimp. Like, you know? She's like helping other girls to become little hoes.
So she has her own little whole
house? Yeah, she has her own little...
Going to be her grandchildren?
So I'm guessing instead of the little whorehouse that she owns is like Sleeping Booty.
Yeah.
I'm just exactly. But I personally think she's a tattoo artist.
Oh, tattoo and she divorced, artist.
And did she marry the prince in the movie?
Because
I don't watch that shit, so I don't know.
I don't know if
I didn't watch the whole thing either, so I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
Well, I'm just going to take
I couldn't make it through this one.
I'm just going to take it as us. I'm going to take it as she did. Okay. We didn't see it.
Okay.
So she was married to him. She divorced him. She got with Pablo, and they had a couple kids, and one was black, and they couldn't figure out why. So she has two kids. She's a tattoo artist. She does stripping on Sunday nights, and she's always got money in her G-string.
Wow.
And
she a pole dancer?
She could be. She probably rides the pole constantly. But I'm just saying, that's what I think. That's what I think happened. What do you think? He has no idea, so fuck him. We're not going to answer him anymore.
She probably smokes like a pack of cigarettes a day because she's nervous, smoking. Like she's going to get caught or something.
I'll catch on.
All right, we're good with that one. Yeah. So we're well, next one, okay, Ariel.
Ariel.
Ah, this one's tough because she's a fish.
Ariel's old. Do you realize that? Number 4 on the princess list.
Okay, so what do you think she did before she became a... We're not gonna. We're gonna take.
I think she was selling drugs in like caves all in the ocean. Like
no, I'm gonna take it as if she wasn't a fish and just a person.
Oh, just a person. Yeah. Okay. Well, then she was selling drugs.
The like, fish thing.
She had a
weird.
Lot of piercings. You know, she was out there smoking, doing drugs, selling them. She wanted money. You know, she was always a object person.
I think she was hanging out by the oceans and fucking fishermen.
Oh, she could have
money.
They're all hoes. What a whole bunch of hoes we've been talking about.
I can't help it. And now she was fucking fishermen and she got in some deep trouble because, you know, she was prostituting herself to make money.
Uh-huh.
The cops caught up with her, arrested her a few times,
oh,
told her it's enough, put her in a clink. And then she got out, she straightened out and became, you know, what she was in the movie. But what do you think happened to her afterwards in the after all that?
Ariel definitely did have a child. So she's trying to control this out of control child is what she's trying to do. And she can't. So she became an alcoholic and the kid's just running wild and getting in trouble.
I think she became a fat ass.
And probably.
She has like apart. 7 kids from a whole bunch of fishermen.
Wait, you said apart.
Can you picture more? 7
she's got,
again?
She's got 7. No, I said 6 last. I said 4 last time.
Oh, okay.
She's got 7 kids with a whole bunch of fishermen because she went back to that lifestyle.
Okay.
And she's like, she lives in like a fucking run down apartment building that's got gangsters in it and shit. She lives in like Chicago or something. And
oh my god.
And all her kids' names are.
And she smells like fish still?
I don't know. If she's that big, I'm guessing. But I don't know. I'm just you know, it's just
I can't touch this one.
You wouldn't want to touch this one though.
I personally think that's what it is. I personally think that's how she became. She got fat. And she eats like chicken nuggets every day.
She's probably not redhead anymore. Like, but she went gray.
No, she dyed that shit. It's like blonde now.
She dyed her hair blonde.
She had to look pretty.
Being fat.
Exactly. So okay. Who's next?
We have Belle.
Isn't that the one that fucked the beast?
Yeah, she did.
That's disgusting.
She was into bestiality.
So Belle, okay, before, like we said, what happened? What was she doing before she became who she was?
Oh my God. She was fondling like her dog. Like, she's just an animal person.
So she
like,
turned into one of them.
Yeah, she's just crazy. Pet masturbator for a living. Yeah, totally.
Stroke too many.
Yeah.
And she's seen, I think, that she was, you know, just a normal kid. No, I personally think she was a normal kid. And she got excited because one day her dog fucked her in the ass. And it excited gross. Her. It excited her.
She was humped by her dog.
Yeah. And excited. No condom, you know.
That's so gross.
Shut up.
You
are listen,
nasty.
I'm fucked up.
That's just gross. You are.
Okay, let me finish.
That's why we love you.
I think she got fucked by your dog.
Ew.
You pounded the shit out of her. It was like a Rottweiler. Just going,
a Rottweiler? Going
to town on Belle. Just give her the old one.
Wow. Did she ring like a bell when that happened?
No, listen.
Okay.
He just gave her the old 1-2 punch to the pie hole.
He gave her
ding-a-ling. Just gave it to her. Right? And she enjoyed every minute of it. So,
every minute.
Yeah. And then she grew up and she found this beast guy.
Oh.
She was like, it's just like being with my puppy. You know, I'm just going to try the same thing. He's furry, fuzzy, and let's see if he's got a red rocket.
Ew.
So that's what I think.
A red rocket?
That's what I think happened. But I don't know what happened after. What do you think happened after
and
all
she
that?
She got some sort of weird disease that gave her a virus. She's suffering right now. She's dealing with like blue waffle, dude.
Wouldn't that be like bestiality waffle?
Bestiality.
She probably was a beast and no one ever knew it.
Well, I personally think they live in an abandoned building because they have nowhere to go.
Another abandoned building?
I never said another abandoned building. What did I say? An abandoned building?
No, I know.
She's just crazy.
They're all crazy. They're like, listen,
they live in an abandoned building because they're poor. They have no money.
That would be New York City.
And the beast guy.
No, seriously.
Not technically. You're here. She can't. The beast can't. Out there. The beast can't get a job because he's hairy. And people don't like hairy people, I guess. I don't.
So he'd never be a chef.
Yeah, well, that would be gross. They have probably like two kids and they're fucking ugly. And, you know, I'm guessing that's where they are. And she's like, she shoots up once in a while to get her high on. And he hates the shit and he gets mad and he's trying to take the kids away, but he can't because he's a beast. He can't go to court for that shit because they're going to be like, what fucker? And they're going to lock him up anyways because he's evil, you know?
He's evil?
Yeah, he beats her all the time. Slaps her around, says, give me some coke.
Domestic violence.
All right, that's what who we got next.
Okay. Jasmine.
Who's Jasmine?
Number six is Jasmine. She is with Aladdin.
Oh, God. I think
Jasmine, she was a princess, you know, the
wait, what is she the what does she do before
Arabian
she
Arabian night type?
What did she, I think she was a terrorist before she got all changed.
Why would you oh my goodness.
I think she was a terrorist.
You,
I think
you
she
go
was
with this one. Stop.
I think she was blowing up carpets all over the place. Yeah. Bam! Like flying a red carpet everywhere and then boom, right into a fucking right into a bunch of people. You know, people like fucking visiting and shit. You know, just take out fucking tourists. Just boom, there you go. And then she just runs and takes off.
So Jasmine was a bomber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you think happened to her? What do you think happened to Jasmine after she became normal? And then she just, what do you think happened
lost
to her?
Lost it again after that?
I don't know. What happened to her? What do you think?
I think she went, like, working for the CIA. She's like the middle person, you know? Secret teller.
I personally think she was finger cuffed. You know what finger cuffed means? You don't know what finger cuffed means?
No. Oh, like that?
Yeah. I personally think she was finger cuffed. I think she was finger cuffed.
I know what you mean.
I think she was finger cuffed by terrorists. And they told her if she didn't join, that's what was going to happen to her. She's like, fuck it, let's do it. So she did it. She's not a terrorist, but she ran out of the country and she went somewhere else to live a normal life, which now she's a lawyer.
And a lawyer?
I'm trying to be decent for some of them. Now she's a lawyer. She makes good money. She got her own car and she's trying to keep under the radar. So her name's not Jasmine anymore. It's like fucking Jizmin or something.
Assman?
No. Or just, yeah, just Smin.
Smin.
Yeah, Smin.
Smin.
Or Jazz. They just call her Jazz.
No, instead of J-A-S, you just take the J-A-S off and you got mine, so it would be Miney. She just changed it, made it sound good, like Miney. My name's Miney. Mm. Okay, who's next?
Pocahontas.
Oh, she's a whore. She likes to take it up the Indian ass.
She's a whore then, she's a whore now, she was a whore in between.
We don't want to do her. She's just a slut.
Slut.
She's straight up. Mulan, she's the one that started the coronavirus.
Mulan?
Oh. I'm guessing. It's all her fault. Who the fuck is Tiana?
My God. Tiana is Frog Princess.
The colored one, right?
Yeah.
Oh. The voodoo queen? I think she was cursing motherfuckers before she became what she was. She was cursing bitches. That's why the voodoo guy came after her, because he wanted to do some more voodoo shit. But
oh. So she was into all the voodoo.
Yeah, she was the one like making fucking voodoo needle dolls, like and poking people, you know. And then she changed and she was like, I can't do this anymore because I'm hurting my family.
So what's she do now?
Now?
Yeah.
She went back to the voodoo shit because they're all her family all passed.
Oh.
So now she's got nobody.
Where she work at Walmart?
No, she doesn't
work at Walmart.
She works on Bourbon Street. She's a bartender. Yeah, she's a bartender.
Bourbon Street.
Yeah, Tiana's now a bartender. She's a good bartender.
Oh, my God.
Because a lot of the princes go in there and see her, hang out with her, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're like, oh, Cinderella's a bitch. You want it in my house? No, but... but anyways, okay. Who's next?
Rapunzel.
Oh, God.
She's the one with the long hair. that magic hair. She sings that she can heal people. I still want to
pull her hair down.
Yeah.
Okay, so all the people that don't know what we're talking about, we're giving our rendition of what Disney princesses were before they became princesses and after what's going on with them now. Where are they now? So, where do you think Rapunzel was? I know she was in that fucking tower.
She was, about just, she was crazy. They kept, she was just insane. They had her in a padded room.
So they put her in a loony bin?
Yeah. They forgot about her. That's why her hair grew.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds good. They put her in a loony bin.
She was just crazy. She talked to herself. She danced around by herself.
Okay, I do that.
Like, she ignored society completely.
I do that. Dance around by myself. I think, yeah, that sounds good. They locked her in a mental institution, fucking forgot about her, didn't know she was even there.
And then, yeah.
Like, fucking years go by. She had long-ass blonde hair, and they're like, and they have no paperwork from her anymore.
Nothing.
Because they left her, and they totally forgot about her. She was, like, on the bottom floor or something. So they're like, yeah, we're going to let you out. We didn't even know you were here. Oh, yeah. And they left her out. And they let her out. So she went and became who she was, and now what is she doing now?
I think she's a psychiatrist. I think she's one who actually learned from being in the padded room, and now she's trying to help others.
I don't.
No?
No.
You don't think she takes some of that psych meds?
I think she's working at Target. Come on. She's an assistant manager.
Oh, jeez.
And she takes meds. She takes, like, ADD meds, fucking... ADHD. Like, Ritalin.
That's crazy.
What is it? Ritalin is ADHD.
Ritalin, yeah.
Yeah, she takes Ritalin, I guess, you know.
It's like a kid.
She's all hopped up on fucking oxycodones once in a while, you know, when she comes to work.
She a cashier?
Lily Ozen, I think she's doing the dirty. That too. Probably in the changing rooms at Target. But, I'll give you a BJ if you give me an oxy. Okay. He gives her the wrong one. It's like a fucking child's aspirin, like Flintstones. You just cut it into a circle. Corey says, all jacked up on opioids. Anyway, okay, we did her. Who's next?
Merida.
Who's that?
That's the redhead from Brave.
From Brave. She's from Scotland, right? That's Scotland.
I think so. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So what do you think she was doing before?
Oh, she totally was a barmaid.
A barmaid?
Yeah. Scotland.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Even out.
Hand out the pints of ale.
Exactly.
Would you like an ale, you dirty bastard?
I don't watch Disney.
He doesn't watch Disney.
I don't watch.
I don't either. Okay, so what is
you seem to know a lot more than I do.
Merida.
Merida.
Okay, so I personally think, yeah, that sounds good. Like, she was a barmaid. She was, you know, giving out stuff. And when people pissed her off, touched her ass or something, she'd kick them.
Yeah, exactly. Kick
the shit out of them.
She would. She totally would do that.
So... So she changed, I guess, and became a bow and arrow specialist.
Yes. And she's a hunter.
She started working with hanging out with Mel Gibson from Braveheart. and he taught her a few things, like, you know, how to paint her face, but she didn't want to do it because she looked nice. I think that's what she did. She was just fucking, you know, she changed her bow and arrow shit. She became good. But what happened after?
Let's see.
I personally think she became a rundown prostitute because she couldn't deal with it anymore.
Maybe. Maybe.
She was popping babies out that weren't even hers left and right. I mean, it was hers, but weren't even her husband's or her boyfriend's.
Oh, my.
She was just fucking more people than Seattle slew.
Well, she's one who spread the viruses around.
No, I don't think she spread any viruses.
She didn't use protection.
Probably, well, yeah, gonorrhea, fucking chlamydia.
Exactly. Fucking herpes.
Diesticutus of the blowhole, fucking crotch crickets. No, whatever.
Crotch crickets.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, coronavirus. Is that crabs? Yeah.
Yeah, crabs.
I'd say lobsters, but, you know. Okay, so, yeah. Okay, we did.
So then
her.
Anna.
But you didn't tell me what you think she was doing.
Oh.
She was just a redheaded prostitute. Okay, fine.
Redheaded prostitute.
Okay,
she said she was spreading diseases.
Shrimp. Yeah. Okay, so who's Anna?
Anna, Elsa, they're together in the same movie Frozen. They're sisters. Anna and Elsa are sisters.
Christ. I hate that movie.
Frozen?
Yes. I think before they became superheroes.
They're not superheroes.
No, they can play with snow and make shit. So fuck that. They're not
superheroes. She just had magic powers. But I mean, for Frozen, for ice, she didn't like rescue people. She almost killed everybody. They're murderers. They're sisters. They would go out and murder people.
So they're like villains.
Yeah, they're villains. I would say total opposite.
Okay, they were villains first. Yeah, they started murdering people left and right. Like, you know, this is great. Let's make.
They just learned how to craft it. Now they're like superb
killers. So now. So and
they're gangbangers.
So what? No, they're not. They don't do drive-bys. Who the fuck's gonna do a drive-by with a snow gun?
Hey, if you can make those ice crystals like Elsa could. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're like the actors from Natural Born Killers.
And Elsa's such a bitch. I mean, she would play the part so well.
But that was the first one, right? What was the second one? Was it worse? Were they worse?
I didn't see the second one yet, so.
I didn't either. I fell asleep. Because they suck. I hate Disney.
But Elsa kind of lost her mind. I think she could hear sounds and stuff, as far as I know, in the second one.
So what do you think happened after the movies?
I would say she's probably in like a mental ward, Elsa. And Anna's just like, I don't know, she took off. She doesn't care about Elsa. Elsa held her back. She's now like mafia queen.
I personally think they joined the Avengers.
But Anna couldn't do anything. It was Elsa.
It's okay. Just they joined the Avengers. She was like the brains of the fucking operation. So.
Okay. I can see.
Fucking dying here. Yeah, I think Anna could join. Just like play with computers or something. Flicker bean while no one's there. Whatever.
Oh my god.
So who's next?
Moana. She's that's Hawaii.
Moana. That's the what's the name of that movie?
Moana.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
No, that's the name of it. I couldn't remember. I thought it was something else. See what happens when I don't watch Disney?
Is that the name of it?
I don't know. I don't watch Disney.
So yeah, it has a rock. Moana. Yeah, someone has a rock in it. That's the voice of the
yeah.
Well, what do you think she was doing before?
Moana. I can see her as a lesbian.
In the beginning?
Yeah. She was total lesbian in the beginning. Yeah.
I think she was taking bamboo sticks and making dildos.
Maybe.
Selling them
for
to
her
fucking
friend lesbian.
No, I think she was selling the bamboo dildos on the island to all her little
She's
friends.
An entrepreneur?
Yeah. I think she made a bunch of money before. I mean, look at the sweet boat she has.
Yeah, she's like a young business owner. Lesbian business owner.
She's got a sweet boat. You know, that's top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And then she met whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know his fucking name. The guy with the question mark thing. I don't know what the fuck it is. He looked like the Joker to me. But,
I don't know. I know who you're talking about because the Rock played him, but I don't know the name.
So what do you think happened after all the good stuff?
She went out to sea and nobody ever saw her again. She went in search of something. She was an explorer. I know, that's too simple. That's too easy. She was easy.
I think she fucked that retarded chicken.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
The pig she had?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. I think she had sex with the big dude with the tattoos.
Oh.
And they went to town on each other.
Oh, wow.
He banged
her. Big hook thing.
He banged her on the boat. They had some sweet, sweet loving.
Oh boy.
And then they worked. They fell. You know the movie, The Blue Lagoon?
Oh, yeah.
No, they fell asleep after they ate the berries, right? But they didn't die. Or I guess the boy and girl died, but the kid didn't. But anyway, it's like they had a baby on the boat, and then he fell asleep. She fell asleep, and the baby rolled off into the water. And just that was it. They couldn't find the kid. And they were freaking out. You know, it's like when, Tom Hanks lost his. His volleyball, Wilson. He was trying to get him back.
Wilson, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah, so
that was a good movie.
That was it for the princesses.
As far as we
know, there's 15, but I'm not sure about Tinkerbell. I'm not sure if Tinkerbell was a princess.
I think Tinkerbell's not a princess. Tinkerbell's a little bitch. I think personally that some of the fucking Disney bitches or princesses. I said bitches.
Didn't she start out with Peter Pan, if I'm not mistaken?
Peter Pan's a fag.
Oh, we know that.
But anyways, what I was thinking is I think that some of the Disney...
Mulan.
Fuck her. I already said Mulan. She's the one that started coronavirus.
Yeah, sorry.
what I think is...
I'm talking about Mulan.
What I think is, I think some of the Disney princesses were fucking Pinocchio. Because they were always like, lie to me. And then they you know, got a good deep dickin'.
He had a big wood, so...
Yeah, like I said, the deep wooding.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like sticking in a lathe. Oh, you know.
Jesus.
Could you imagine that, though?
Did you realize Snow White was only 14?
Slut. Anyway, they have prostitutes. They have prostitutes. What the fuck's the difference? So what I think is that's how I think that how Disney really went about how they should have ended it in my rendition, in our rendition, basically. So what we're going to talk about now is stuff.
Who do you think's the oldest princess?
I'd say Cinderella.
No. Cinderella's 19.
Right? Cinderella's 19.
No, Snow White was 14.
How old was who's oldest?
Elsa is the oldest princess, 21.
Wow, they're all like...
Tiana was 19.
Yeah, but we're going by...
Pocahontas was 18. Cinderella was 18. We know that. Yeah.
That's creepy.
Mulan's only 16.
So, what are we talking about now? What's the second one? We want to do the movies, or you want to do what not to say when someone passes?
What not to say when someone passes?
Like what not to put on a cake or something that when somebody passes.
Right.
Or what shirt not to make when somebody passes. And why would you hand out shirts anyway? Maybe fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, sorry for your passing. Can I hang out with you? Did you leave me any money? You know, something. It would be funny. But
it's horrible. I hear people say it was meant to be. Not meant to be dead at this time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry for your passing. It was meant to be.
Or it was his or her destiny. It's like, no.
Not destiny?
Destiny.
It's not like they were like, I'm going to make my destiny and die. Yes, you're an idiot. So, this isn't the Avengers.
Or, you know, people always say, at least they're able to live a good, long, pleasurable life.
How do you know it was pleasurable?
Like, how do you know?
How do you know the fucker wasn't a virgin or the woman wasn't a virgin?
Or something else.
Or gay.
You never know.
Or a constant masturbator.
Wow. The noise of... Oh my God.
You know. So what's some fucked up things to say to people when somebody
passes?
Well,
you came out with a good one earlier. I was laughing really hard. You said, Ken Rosen?
What the hell was it?
The bouquet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry for your loss. You mind if I take the roses?
Yeah.
That'd be fucked up if somebody said that to me.
That would be nuts.
Or like, that's a beautiful vase. Can I use it for my flowers? Mm-hmm. It's an urn.
Oh.
Are you going to keep that?
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss. Are you going to keep that?
How about this one? I know how you feel. You'll get over it.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Or if you go to a wake, well, he looks dead. That must suck.
Well, he looks dead. Well, obviously.
Or he or she looks dead, whatever.
Yeah, no, those things are really messed up. People say, like, the worst things. How about just not saying anything at all? You go and you leave.
That's the fucked up thing. Nobody will say it. Nobody will not say something. They'll say something and mumble it and fuck it up. Right. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss. I apologize. Do you have any, did he leave you anything? Why the fuck are you asking me that?
Exactly.
It's because I want to be your new friend. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Like, people always say, like, the strangest stuff. I know you're stressed out, but.
Sorry for your loss. You'll have a better day. What? Well, because he's dead? Yeah. You don't have nothing to worry about now. You don't have to take care of him. You don't have to fucking sponge bath his nuts. You don't have to do any of that shit.
Like, I have this problem. I cannot stand up and, like, give part of
speech.
A eulogy?
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Yeah,
I had that problem big time, but I did for my aunt. Yeah. Which I was shocked.
Yeah, it's not. Okay, I mean, my dad passed last Saturday, but I know I'm being a pain in the ass, but I'm trying to make light of my situation, so don't think I'm a prick. Well, I am, but just like, I'm supposed to do that, but we're not going to have that type of service because it's too expensive. So we're just going to cremate him, let him, you know, let him be. Then we're going to bring him where he wants to be, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, let him be. He doesn't want any of that shit. He's told me many times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, I just think it would be fucking great to, even being at the funeral itself where they're putting him in the ground and saying, I'm sorry for your loss. Is that deep enough? No, it's, what do you mean? Is he going to hell?
At least your burden has been lifted. That one's horrible.
Your burden?
Your burden's been lifted.
That's like saying that to a fucking husband that was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Are that's you an actual saying?
That's an actual saying people say.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wrap it up.
All of us are better off he's dead? Holy shit. If somebody said that to me, I'd knock their teeth
out. Yeah.
How about this one? I couldn't lose my wife. You must be devastated.
Jesus Christ.
That's just horrible. Or wrap it up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, wrap guys. It up. Wrap up the funeral.
He's gone. Let's go. I ain't got all day. It's costing extra.
Or you will heal soon.
Or how long are you going to be?
Yeah.
It's like, what? How long are you going to be at the funeral? Are you going to take any extra time? Or I paid you money, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll take as much time as I need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could you imagine the funeral parlor doing that to you?
Right.
We made these shirts for you. Goodbye. He was here, now he's gone.
Went to a funeral, all I got was his t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. I went to his funeral and all I got was his lousy t-shirt.
Yeah.
His picture might be on it though, right?
That would be even worse.
It would be.
Put like crosses on his eyes. Like X's. Like from cartoons they do. What are you doing?
Like when they get killed in the street. Yeah.
Exactly. It's fucked up.
Or how about like when people just talk about, gee, I wonder how much this funeral cost.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah, how much was this casket? What the fuck are you talking
about? Have you ever been to a funeral and everybody in your family that you haven't seen in a long time, the same word I always hear is, we should get together soon.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Because none of them will get together with you.
Yeah, and never happens.
And the first thing I always said to them, we should get together. We are.
Yeah. We're right now.
No, I mean after. Where am I going to go to another funeral?
Because that's pretty much when I'll see you again. Yeah. And it's true.
That happens in my family.
I'm not kidding. I hear it all the time.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because families don't, some of the families don't give a shit what happened. It's just more like, oh, I just want to be there and mourn for myself. Who cares what happens to them? It's like, man, really? Come on. You know, that's fucked up.
Do you think it's disrespectful to buy a coffin from an online warehouse store?
No. If it's made of if it's made nice. Costco.
Costco.
That's awesome. I'm gonna go there and buy one. Just buy one. Like, oh, hey, are you dying?
Where would you put it? As a coffee table?
Yeah, I'd probably use it as a coffee table. Or I'd sleep in it.
Right.
I've always wanted to do that.
Just it's not
night.
Cool.
Just one night. That's it. It's one night. I'm not kidding. I've always
I think it would be funny. Sleeping in a fucking coffin.
I probably wouldn't. Only once I'd probably do it.
But and just wake up like, yeah, just fucking freak people.
I wouldn't do it.
Would you wake up like you're a vampire?
Just as long as you don't look like Twilight, we're good.
Oh, God.
The disco ball homo. Jesus Christ. That's the next topic, isn't it? Worst movies from the 80s, 90s, and now?
Yeah.
What do you got for 80s movies that suck, 90s movies that suck? You don't have to pick 100 of them. Just pick one.
I told you the one earlier. I forgot the name of it again. Because I don't want to watch it. I don't watch it.
What?
The Sharks one.
Oh, Sharknado.
Sharknado. Oh,
Sharknado was in 90s. We got to go
well,
from
you that said one. 80s.
But that was
yeah,
a good
we got
to
go from 80s, 90s.
Oh, we got choose one from each era?
Start from the 80s.
I didn't watch much TV in the 80s. I'm sorry, guys. Like, we didn't have TV when I was younger. Seriously. Like, we were always outside.
Kids these days.
I did. Yeah. No, I apologize.
clear. I watched movies in the 80s because
I watched a few, but not like, you know.
I think the worst movie, one of the worst movies in the 80s I ever watched was Chud.
Chud?
It's called Cannibalistic Human Underground Dwellers.
Oh my God.
It was fucking horrible. They lived underground, or they'd come out at night and they'd eat people. It was fucking stupid.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, they're actually kind of scary.
So
did they look that bad in the movie? Like,
they look horrible.
1984.
They're all slimy and shit. Like they just got out of the gay fucking nightclub.
Ew. That's scary.
Let's see. 90s movies.
That would probably haunt me.
What would that be? 90s movies. I know there's a few 90s movies that suck.
A few. I think a lot happened.
You already mentioned one. Sharknado was one of them. I never liked that.
That's not 90s, though. It's 2000s.
I thought it was a 90s movie.
No.
Okay.
Fuck. Well, Lil O says Jaws.
Oh, Jaws. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. I'm just going to say that. Jaws sucked.
I hated Jaws.
That was the 70s.
I was like, yeah, that was like 70s. We're going, Lil O, we're going from 80s, 90s to now. So if you want to come up with something for yourself.
Can of Worms.
What?
Can of Worms.
Is that a national movie?
That's gay.
Yeah, that was a stupid movie.
90s movies.
Like, it's got like feet and like shoes. And it's like a big ugly worm.
There was what was the name of that movie? Oh, man, it's pissed off. You know what movie I really hated?
What?
I know it was an 80s movie. E.T.
You hated E.T.?
I fucking hated
I'm sorry, I loved E.T.
I hated that.
Did you want to run him over?
Because it was so gay.
It was so gay?
It's like an alien, it looks like a penis. It just...
Oh my God.
He had a shaft that grew. That's
E.T. was great.
I hated that fucking movie. My 2000s for movies that sucked, every fucking Twilight movie ever made. The worst
I agree with you on that
vampire
like
movies
Twilight
ever.
Movies.
Yeah. Worst ever.
What about Pre-Hysteria? It's a kid with the little dinosaurs.
I know one from the 90s. Monkey Business. Had Thora Birch in it. It's the stupidest fucking movie I ever watched.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Or George
in
the Jungle.
Stupid. Yeah.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
Or Monkey Bone, if you've ever seen it.
I've never seen it.
Mm. Yeah, so that's probably one of my few there that I fucking hate. There's a few movies now that I hate, like literally right now. Like I was told you I watched it last time I watched Black Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new rendition of Black Christmas. Black Christmas, the original was in I think the 70s.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's about a guy that escapes from a mental institution and kills all these college girls. It's fucking awesome. The original is awesome. Then they made another one. That one was pretty good. It wasn't better than the original, but it was decent. Now, this one they make where this guy attacks these girls in a cloak. Like, he's got a hood on, a mat. No, that's not how that's supposed to be. You're fucking it up. I hated it. It was stupid. Fucking stupid. God, I hated it so much. We gotta find another topic. Well, he didn't give us his answers.
No.
Where's your fucking answer?
I liked a lot of movies, so I don't know too many that I didn't like.
80s, 90s,
2000s. What about Grease Lightning? What did you think of that?
Grease Lightning?
Or not
that,
Grease
that's
Lightning.
That's a girl's
I mean,
movie
Grease.
Anyway, so I never liked
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I was
kidding. I had to watch it every day when my grandma was out. She was like, oh, I got Grease on for you. Oh, God.
Yeah. My sisters would jump around singing.
Dirty Dancing. Fuck that movie.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Jesus Christ, I watched that movie I'd go over to my grandma's house.
Everyone watched that. Zoom
after
Dance.
School, that fucking thing was on.
I'd rather watch
every
Ghost before that.
Day.
Oh, Ghost is good.
Ghost is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Why is Ghost gay?
Because it's super, gay where they touch their things. Yeah, fuck that shit.
What?
When they do the pottery.
Oh, okay.
When
Patrick
Swayze gets
kind of
gay
part there.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be like a sexy scene.
That's not sexy.
It's not sexy.
Playing with pottery is not sexy.
Well, the
who the fuck plays with pottery?
That is a big turnoff.
Yeah, who plays with pottery?
Have you ever done it, the two of you?
Yet again, playing with pottery and then saying, "Let bend over, let me fuck you," is weird. It's like, stay right there, baby. Hold on to that pottery.
It was just the whole moment. You missed it.
That's not a moment. What the fuck? like he's stealing shit and nobody's paying attention.
He probably is.
He's acting. He's in your.
If anybody's got a topic out there, throw it out there. We'll talk about it. Gotta find something.
Little dogs.
We didn't call you, douchebag. Get out of here. I don't speak Spanish.
Good songs out there, so.
Music. I fucking hate rap music.
I love the original rap. Yeah, the original, I don't like the new stuff.
The original old school rap was good. Yeah, yes. The rap now is fucking
garbage.
Yeah, rap has definitely metal. Changed.
Metal only. Let's talk about something here. We gotta do it. We should do a game.
Should do a game.
Yeah, let's fucking find a game we can do. If anyone wants to join in on the game, just type your answers in. There's only one person listening besides us. But anyways, there was like seven people in here, but they were all like, "This guy's nuts. We gotta get out of here."
Like,
thanks for staying, Corey.
It's somebody you know.
Yeah, that's good. What are you doing?
I don't know. It's just
looking
for
podcast games. That's what you're supposed to look for.
Well, you know what?
The fuck's wrong
I didn't
you?
Know I had a job over here.
Did you know? Well, you're the host. Am I right?
Well, but I didn't know you came up with the game idea out of your ass. I'm like,
wait, what was that thing you were talking about earlier?
What
the
thing?
Gay football, baseball, hockey.
Yeah,
that goes on to the topic we were having the other day.
Yeah.
Which has to do with
gay paranormal.
Gay paranormal. Yeah. Gay shows.
Yeah.
Or gay things.
I don't know if we want to bring that up again.
You always don't want to talk about what's really funny when you get into it. You get extremely funny when we talk about gays.
Because gays are weird. Anyway, I don't have a problem with them. It's creepy. Yeah. You guys want to see me in my skinny jeans? No, I don't.
I did.
Want to see my pure white pants? No, I don't.
I didn't.
You want to see me roll up my pants until you see my ankles? No, I don't. Yeah. You're fucking weird. Do you ever see the guy that walks around? No, I don't think you might have. The guy that walks around here has got the long blonde hair and he wears short shorts.
I don't know.
He's a chick.
Oh, I've seen that guy. He's always in pink.
No, that's.
Oh, that's a different.
No,
guy.
That's a different guy.
We have a couple of guys around town that do.
Yeah,
we
got a couple on North End.
They
so.
Scare the fuck out of me.
There's a guy that jumps around wearing like I don't know what's up with him. He always has like rainbow hats, clothing, sunglasses, lots of
jewelry. That guy's
got
mental issues. He walks around
with an umbrella in the sunlight.
He doesn't wear an umbrella. He's done an umbrella. It's a fucking one of those things you use that you put in your tables.
Oh.
Yeah, he's one of them big fucking umbrellas. I'm waiting for one of the wind gusts to blow and he just fucking flies away like Mary Poppins. I think that would be hilarious.
He dances and does like those moves from like Karate Kid.
Exactly.
He's kind of interesting to watch, though. Are you a people watcher?
Yes, people creep me. I have to watch them.
There's plenty of them around.
Like, do you sit in a parking lot
it's
and
like,
just watch people?
It's like they fucking let them out of the mental institution. It was like, yeah, go to Pittsburgh. It's
right.
Like they brought them
here.
They like brought them here.
It's true.
They're like, here, hop in this van, kids. We'll give you some candy.
You know, the same thing at Walmart, too. There's people all the time like that.
You know what's weird? It's like Pittsfield has a lot of organizations here to help people with disabilities and mental disabilities. We have BARC, we have Hillcrest, we have all these little organizations here. And I think we actually are bringing them here, you know, because they're being part of these organizations and they're getting the help that they supposedly need. But I see these people walk in the streets. It's like the lady who pushes a doll, like a baby doll. She's now up to three dolls. And
I think I know what you're talking about. I used to work with her.
Really?
Not work with
her. She's like
her,
an older lady, like an old lady. She's like in her 70s.
No, there's a young girl. I don't know how old
she is. Oh, yeah. There's a young girl, too.
She used to work where I worked when I was doing security. And she was she used to do the beds and stuff, like do housekeeping.
Oh, okay.
And she'd always ask me. She's like, oh, did you see my daughter? And I'm like, what?
I wonder if that's the one that lived in North Ham. She used to ride a bike.
Yeah.
She had the big doll. I think her name was Mary or something like that. I haven't seen her in almost 20 years, so maybe.
I don't know. I just saw a young girl the other day.
You're talking about
like
that.
Her young 20, like 20s. Carrying a doll. But this was an old lady that carried like three baby dolls around.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen her. I don't know if you've ever seen the guy that used to have the beehive hairdo. Old guy.
Yeah, that was someone I was telling.
No, that's not him. This shit was
like
this.
Yeah.
It was
gray
so bad.
And matted, like a big dreadlock on the top of his head.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah, it was like what makes people tick? You know, what makes them not tick?
A lot of things make me tick, so.
You know it.
So, are we going to do a game, or?
What type of a game?
Anything, like name that douchebag, or okay. Name that gay.
Name that douchebag.
Hollywood queers. I don't know, something.
Hollywood queers, sir.
Hollywood manholes.
What? Sorry.
Hollywood manholes.
Hollywood manholes. Who's that's manhole? A good one. Who's who manhole? Is the biggest Hollywood manhole that you can think of?
Right.
Anyway. sorry.
We'll leave that one alone.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, think. Think. God damn it, think.
Biggest Hollywood manhole.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's going to show, like, fucking Hollywood stars. And the biggest douchebag there is Donald Trump. No.
I got hangups.
What's that? You know.
I know.
Tinkle time? Yeah, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he's like, hmm?
Yeah.
It's like Brian when he's. Okay. Come on. So, can I look?
Yep.
I'm going to look for a game for anybody to play if you want to play. Anyways, we're going to look for a game, guys, see if we can play. Biggest manhole, really. Hello? Biggest manhole game. That sounds good. Let's do that one. If anybody wants to play the game, if we start playing the game, you guys can join in. You know, fucking say whatever you want because this shit's explicit, apparently. So, enjoy. Oh, Jesus Christ, they have the biggest hole game. But that's a fucking app. What the hell, man? Really? So, you can say something. I don't know what else to fucking say, so. So what do you think of gay hockey? That's all I got. Do they have to shoot it in the guy's asshole instead of the net? Ooh, your stick is so big.
He scores.
Yeah. He shoots. Ooh.
He scores.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up. Yeah, it'd be awesome. The guy's bent right over, waiting for it. Imagine hitting him right in the nuts. Ding! Ooh. That's called black ball right there. Gay football. Kick it to my field goal. So what do you guys think of gay hockey and gay football? We're not picking on gay people. I don't have a problem with them, but it's just something to talk about. I can't reach it.
Somebody wrote something, I think.
All right, let's see here. I think lesbian football would be phenomenal. Butch Dyke's fucking
bad. I'd watch.
I wouldn't. They're like all man. They got more man hair under their armpits than they do on their fucking. Than I do.
Who wants to see somebody? Didn't say what kind of woman it was.
Oh, it's all. I just. Yes, I did. Butch Dyke's is what I said.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I didn't say women football. That's already out. Not Butch Dyke football.
Okay.
Hold it. That's creepy. Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. I couldn't watch that. Seeing them run around, they got like fucking braided hair on their vaginas, wearing short shorts. Oh, God. Did you see that? Everyone get a visual. Okay, good. I don't want to see that. I think that would be pretty scary. Butch Dyke Golf. Wait, they already have that, don't they? No, they don't have Butch Dyke Golf.
I don't think so.
That would be awesome. Why do I got to hit a ball?
Hole in one.
This is bullshit. Why do I got to hit a ball? They would probably like make shape the holes into vaginas and put hair around it so they can find it. That'd be sweet, huh?
Yes.
Did it go in? Did it go in? Well, it's leaking, so I'm guessing it went in. What's that smell? Fish. That would be dirty. Dirty and ugh. Makes me want to vomit. But, you know. Why can't I fucking come up with anything? This is bullshit.
I thought they'd say that. They have everything on Google, which they don't.
They don't. You want to find something, they don't fucking have shit.
Mm-hmm.
look, Google knows everything. No, apparently it doesn't.
That's false advertisement.
It is. It is. Let's see what else. Butch Dyke.
Does somebody have any ideas?
No. How's it going there, Solomon? Oh, God. What? How's the coronavirus preps affecting life in the U.S.? Well, I feel like I have it, so. If you can't hear me, then. That's probably what it is. I've been choking to death. So be careful. You might catch it through the microphone.
You don't have the fevers, do you?
No, he left. See, yeah, I scared the shit out of him. High fevers. I scared the shit out of him. He took off. What the fuck? Why does Google suck?
Because Google doesn't know everything. Like I said.
Sure, this sucks. Google's gay. It should say Gaggle. Because it's gay.
I bet you're playing better on
see, they're giving me video games. Why are you giving me video games? Fucking homo. Stupid criminals. Fuck it. Let's talk about dumb criminals.
Okay.
Look for a dumb criminal. Like criminals that like fuck sheep and go to town on donkeys, squeeze their balls while they're pounding them or something, you know. Give it the old donkey spuge. Then drink it later. You know, like fucking mouthwash.
Do you mind? I'm trying to take a sip.
It's not thick, is it? A little chunky.
A little chunky.
It's a little chunky. Who does that? Who fucks animals?
Well, there's people. There's two people here. Let me tell you this. Totally different. Two people took pictures of themselves stealing thousands of pounds of gambling machines.
What?
Yeah, they took pictures of themselves actually stealing gambling machines.
Yeah, that's
bright. For the money inside.
Who? Yeah. I want to. I want the
they
ones
check
that,
me out, right?
I want the one that like,
stupid. How, that, who in the right mind would do that?
I want the ones that fuck animals. Those are the funny okay. ones. Those are the fucking funny ones.
You went.
I want to know about that because
people who fuck animals.
Think about who it. Stupid criminals who fuck animals is what you should put. Like fuck like lizards for no reason. Like mouth it. Can you imagine how bad that lizard would feel? I saw a bitch would die, split it. The end of it right there. There's got to be some dumb fuck out there that's probably stuck his dick in a cactus. I mean, there's so many dumb fucks
there
out there.
There is actually a story here.
What?
There is a police officer who was arrested Jesus for filming God. Himself having sex with an animal.
Figure it'd be a cop.
Yep.
Bet you $1 million he was high on the shit they took from the fucking Colombians or something.
That's some crazy shit.
Let me snort some coke and fuck my dog.
It's just disgusting.
How does that feel, Poochie? How's that
he
feel?
He actually had 20 counts of filming sexual acts with an animal.
Well, what was it? Dog or a cat?
It's probably a kitten. It actually will not tell us what it is.
Damn it.
I figure. So use your imagination.
I can't. I need to know what it was. Then I'll use my imagination. It's probably a fucking poodle.
So he
was hairy having around the cooch.
He was having sex with them from 2014 to 2018.
Sex with them? So he fucked multiple animals?
Multiple animals, yeah.
What the fuck?
This guy needs help.
Yeah.
That's funny. He got caught, right, of course?
Well, yeah, he's in jail.
What a fucking idiot. Who films that shit? Why would you want your friends to know you're fucking animals?
Okay, we're talking about real animals. How about this one? A Florida man accused of sex with stuffed animals at a Target.
That's awesome.
A 20-year-old man has been charged with allegedly having sex with a pair of large stuffed animals at a Target store.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was like the snowman from Frozen? Sticking the carrot.
Oh my God. It says right here. Wait a minute. It says a large Olaf stuffed animal laid on the floor that proceeded to dry hump the snowman until he ejaculated on the merchandise.
Imagine going to court and then trying to find out why you're being convicted.
Yeah. Because you imagine all your family there and they don't even know yet.
Right. He did that to dry hump the large Olaf and got off.
That was awesome.
He put the animal back on the rack.
Yes, it was.
Went over to the toy department when he selected a large unicorn stuffed animal and began to dry hump this item.
I wonder if he had a knife. It was like That would have been hilarious with him pulling his fucking Johnson out and going to town on a unicorn.
Well, he called it nutting. He said he nutted on the Olaf stuffed animal.
But did he stick the carrot up his ass? So you see the kid that buys it?
These two stuffed animals were immediately destroyed.
Yeah, sure they were. That's Walmart. They didn't destroy it. They were probably like, cleaned it right off, throw it back on the shelf. The kid's like, Mom, this Olaf doll smells like shit. And his face is sticky.
Oh.
And it really smells like bleach. I don't know what's... Why is his carrot brown? Oh, man. Walmart don't throw shit away. I used
no.
No, they don't.
This is Target, but okay.
Oh, Target, well, same thing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's a 20-year-old man caught by his father trying to rape his grandmother because he couldn't get a girlfriend. What? How about that one?
Fuck.
Why would you rape your... That's nasty. That's like fucking withered old fucking pussy from McDonald's. You like over 1 billion.
Well, the father was trying to rape his grandmother, so his father was trying to rape his mother.
That's
he disgusting. Caught his father trying to rape his own mother.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's super sexy. No, it's not. Did he at least dress her up? Did he put her in thigh highs and like nice little teddy or something before he even tried to rape her?
Oh my gosh.
Who knows?
The shit was hanging out over the sides. Looks like an old clam. It's already open and the pearl's in there, but you can't get it. That's delicious. You know what a clam looks like? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'd feel bad. What else we got?
I was just checking.
What she do?
It is poor dog. She looks stupid.
Yeah, I don't look at that.
Yeah.
What'd she do?
What'd she do? Let's see what she did. That's with her child neglect. Her 10-month-old child had maggots in his diaper and tested positive for marijuana.
What the
people like that. People like
can
that.
Can we put her in a diaper and for like a few weeks and I throw maggots all over her?
No, I think you should take a nice hot rod, like a poker type thing, and stick it right up her fucking ass for her cooch. Both ends.
There you go. I agree. And leave that her there. That would be awesome.
Or you could peel her skin off, leave her in the woods, and flick salt at her for days on end. You know how bad that would hurt?
Yeah. Yeah. Just torture.
I've never done this, I promise.
The baby died. Just so you know.
Fucking bitch.
That's messed up, dude.
We gotta fuck. She fucked dogs, I know it. Oh, she killed an animal. That's okay. Just kidding.
Okay.
You would be. Funny topic. Names, funny names for serial killers. Like the condom slapping killer or something like that. The balloon fucker. I don't know, something. Like you got Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, you could do that.
Jeffrey Dahmer was the Milwaukee monster or the Milwaukee cannibal. You got Ted Bundy. And when you got John Wayne Gacy, who was the killer clown, and he was a homo, which doesn't bother me because. I love serial killers. That doesn't mean I'm a serial killer. But anyway, I hid the bodies well. I don't know. You got to look for fucked up shit.
Right.
Like I found a few things the other day. I found this guy collects toothpaste tubes. He doesn't open them. He collects them. He's got them for many years, like the fucking 80s. 90s and 2000s. So I'm thinking to myself, this guy has never brushed his teeth because if he's scared to open a toothpaste tube because he's like, this thing's so beautiful, I can't open it. So he's got like fucking little shards and nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no way. That. And there was another guy who collects pizza boxes. That shit's got to be greasy.
What the hell?
Why would you collect a greasy pizza box?
That stink.
Yeah. Ew, I bet you him.
And, I don't even like. There's one that has to go.
I'll guarantee you that the toothpaste guy and the pizza guy are best friends.
Yeah, right.
You collect toothpaste tubes, I'll collect pizza boxes. Sweet, let's do it. And they live in the same fucking apartment.
Ew.
Who the fuck does that?
It's just gross.
It's like people that collect wads of hair.
Oh, yeah, like My Strange Addictions. Have you ever seen that show?
That shit's dumb. Did you see the one where My Strange Addiction where the woman's eating the ashes of her husband?
What the hell?
Yeah, she's
what?
Yes.
What?
Look it up. She's eating the ashes of her husband, and the lady's asking her, why are you eating the ashes of your husband? She's like, oh, because I always want to keep them with me. Fucking leave them in the box.
That's so disgusting.
Stupid bitch. Then the one that eats mattress cushions. And
oh, yeah. There's a lot
and
of
And she says she puts mayonnaise on it.
Eating drywall?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where do these people come from?
Causing serious damage to their home and to their bodies.
Yeah, but do you notice most of these people are young dumbasses? The guy that fucks his car? That was hilarious. Who the fuck fucks your... Why would a guy fuck your... Why would you... And he married it. He married his car. He fucks his car. He sits in the fucking front seat and strokes it.
Car abuse. Car rape.
Car rape. Who the fuck does that? They're all young people.
Evidently.
But it's crazy because they're all young fucking people.
What is happening with this generation?
This generation is the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. They have no brains. They're fucking stupid. I can't say all. I will say 90% of them. You've got the 10% that have some brains. 90% of them are just fucking dumb. They can't eat Tide Pods, snort condoms up
your
nose.
This one's eating toilet paper.
It's messed up.
Yeah, come on. What is that? People like that should be shot. I'm sorry.
How about with these new like sex dolls that they make out? These people are actually falling in love with a doll.
Those are funny. I don't give a fuck. If you're fucking a sex doll, you're a loser. That's all I got to say. If you're fucking a blow-up, can you imagine getting caught fucking a blow-up doll? And you can hear the when you're doing it. Then your mom's like, what are you doing in there? Oh, I'm just blowing up some balloons. It's fucking weird. They make blow up sheep.
What?
Yes. What? You know that?
First,
no, I didn't.
Like for
yes. They make blow up sheep. For southern people.
What? Oh my god, they do. Men's blow up inflatable sheep. You can get one on eBay for $9.
Look, it's even all dressed up for you.
What the hell?
That's gotta be a southern thing.
That's freaking sick.
Because you know he goes out here.
Some hillbilly shit.
Mom and Pa let me go out here and play with old Betsy.
It must start at a young age. Like, look at
coronavirus.
This child is with the sheep. That is scary.
It's just disgusting.
What the?
I told you.
Look at this.
Does it have a hole?
Yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh my God, it's very gross.
Blow up sheep.
Did they even dressed in nylons? Like tights. Hello? Fish netting.
I should give it high heels. That would even be better. Old Betsy locks it in the hole. That'd be like a Forrest Gump fucking right there.
Yeah.
I want to know why this sticking in your hole, Betsy.
There's like a 5-year-old standing in one of these. That's scary.
It's disgusting. I mean, who comes up? I guess you got to go with all.
It's called the Loving Lamb.
But
love
I guess
doll.
What I'm saying is I guess that people probably be upset because, oh, you got blow up dolls for men and blow up dolls for women, but you don't have blow up sheep for us fucking bestiality douchebags. So they made it.
Oh my God.
I mean, seriously, I'm waiting for them to make like those.
There's a real inflatable deer sexy toys. Look at that. It's like.
That's so fucking stupid. People like that should be beaten.
He's actually screwing an inflatable pig.
That's fucking gross. An inflatable fucking sheep. Who fucks that
And
sheep?
He's wearing lingerie. Women's lingerie.
Well, someone's got to look nice while they're doing it.
Oh, no, that's just horrible. It's a child.
Yeah, well, I'd rather that than real life. Ugh. It's true. I'm not being gross, but I'm being serious. Ugh. But anyways, on to the next topic of terrifying shit that we talk about. What else is good?
Oh, this kid fucked was arrested for sex with a real sheep.
Well, of course, it was probably from the South. You should look up fucked up news. Because there's got to be some stupid shit on there. Like, weird news, ignorant news.
Of course there is. There's always that stuff going around.
Fucked up.
Is there random, shocking, messed up news?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's like a guy stuck a casino lever in his ass or something and was like, "Bee!" You know, I don't.
A casino lever.
I would doubt that probably is on there. What
the fuck is that?
We'll see.
We will see.
It took 10 minutes to convict a 14-year-old George Stinley Jr. It took 70 years after his execution to extradite him.
Exonerate.
Sorry, I read that wrong. I wanted to see why.
Who cares?
His little sister was hiding the family's chicken coop behind
her. This ain't weird news.
That's not weird.
We need weird fucked
up. You want messed up news.
Yeah, look for fucked up news.
Well, I guess because they had the executed. I'll kind of see.
Washington Post. That explains it.
Well.
Well, we did talk about whoever the new people are. We talked about Disney princesses, where they were before they became Disney princesses, and where they are today.
Well, we did have a story we talked about in the show that we did like 2 years ago.
What story?
That the man's wife had died and he kept her, and he would screw her and she was dead.
That's gross.
And he kept her in his bed and slept with her and couldn't give her up. Yeah. Sick.
God, could you imagine the cobwebs in that vagina? All the spiders crawling around.
Decayed, the smell and everything.
Oh, that's got his. He's got enough air freshener. You know, get some Febreze, stick it right in her cooch hole. Take some, put it up her ass, and whatever. You know, yeah. Get one of those things that you plug in. Just stick it right up there. Just open the package and pour it right in there. She ain't gonna feel it.
Now, there's a man who actually robbed a grave. Okay, you know, it's like a concrete, and he turned it into a home. And he just slept in the coffin.
Coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
He says people would come and try and rob him. Other homeless people. Who knew where he was living. He lived in it for as long as he can remember, it says.
As long as he can remember.
2 square yards of space is what he had.
As long as he could remember. How the fuck does he even know how long he was? As long as I can remember.
And then this is another one. This is weird. U.S. teens had 3-way sex on corpse of man.
Oh my God. How old was the man? No, I'm just kidding. Like that matters. Jesus Christ. He was 37. Well, that's sexy.
Yeah, anyways. No.
Teenagers? Yep. I hope they're old enough teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cool. Look, he's dead. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Fucking Christ. I'm telling you, this world's come to a fucking screaming halt of stupidity.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's just fucking dumb. People these days should be either beaten with sticks or just euthanized so they don't so they don't fucking breed. Seriously. Because you gotta understand, the generation now should never breed. Because if they were eating Tide Pods, snorting condoms up their nose, or sticking fucking lawn darts up their ass, I don't know what they do now. Yeah, they should never breed. Hey, guess what I did when I was a kid? I ate Tide Pods. You should try it, kiddo.
Yeah.
How old crazy. Are you? 7. Try it. Chomp it down, fucking idiot. I can't stand. I can't stand this generation. They're fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. There is some kids in this generation that have brains.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they don't eat Tide Pods. So, or drink bleach, which is fucking stupid. Let's take a shot of it. Well, I feel bad for your insides. You're going to be shitting out fucking chocolate ice cream all night.
Now, here's a Walmart recently had a 63-year-old worker arrested and charged with felony theft after being accused of stealing a bag of Oreos from an Indiana store while
did he
on
fill
the clock.
Him, did he fill the Oreos on his own?
No. He ate them and then they charged him.
I think he filled them on his own. He's a... Well, how old was he? 63?
63.
That's going to be dust. That's pointless. It's going to shoot out like a fucking dirty cannon. Like it hasn't been shot in a long time.
Something like that.
That's gross.
That is gross.
This tastes like dirt. Because that's what they are, kiddo. They're dirt. Dirt flavored Oreos. Old man scented Oreos. Imagine that. Oh, we scoop up Oreo flavors.
They're
yes.
Oreo flavors.
Oreo flavors. We should come up with our own. Okay. And not good ones either.
Okay.
Not fucking good ones.
Hot dog flavored Oreos.
Hot dog water flavored Oreos.
It's I'm tired.
Tuna fish with mayonnaise Oreos.
I was thinking fish but mayonnaise. I didn't say it.
Fish Oreos.
It goes out with tuna fish.
Oxycodone Oreos.
Mayonnaise and mustard Oreos.
Hash.
Ketchup Oreos. That's nasty. Hash Oreos. I think they should make cannabis Oreos. I'd eat them.
I'm sure everyone will agree with you on that.
What kind of Oreos should they make? What kind of Oreos should they make? What kind of Oreos that they don't
have? Saracens. Oh, yeah.
What? You're like fucking...
They make a ton of Oreos.
Fluff Oreos would be awesome.
Yeah.
Or fucking like...
Well, is that
shepherd's pie like... Oreos?
Yeah, like that.
You guys want some shepherd pie Oreos? You kids all screaming. Woo-hoo. Yeah, I don't think so.
Jelly donut Oreo. That's a new one.
Jelly donut Oreo.
Jelly donut Oreo.
Not real.
21 Oreo flavors that are definitely the strangest ones ever existed. Caramel apple, lemon twist.
I could do it. Caramel.
They should make ones for prostitutes, cock flavored Oreos.
I was going to say similar to the hot dog, but I really wasn't going to go there.
You know, prostitutes always get a warm meal.
Bro. Really? Oh, I'm waiting for it.
Like,
prostitutes
really?
Always get a warm meal every time they do their thing. Always. They're like, nope. Yeah, that's a warm meal in their belly.
Yeah.
At least they get something to eat. You know?
Never go home on an empty stomach.
Those are good. I've had those. Lemon twist. So fucking good.
Lemon meringue or something like that.
Yeah, they made those in Tennessee, I think. The lemon meringue ones.
Oh my god. Blueberry pie.
That's gay.
I bet that one's pretty good.
Custard.
Those are for super gay guys.
Banana split.
I don't like bananas.
I like banana split, but I don't know if I would like Oreos.
Candy corn.
They should make handicapped Oreos.
Handicapped.
Why not?
Kids see so candy
can you corn. See kids trying to twist that off? It would be impossible. Just let them hold it, and it falls off, and then they can eat the cream. I mean, it'll be all over their face. But, you know, let them.
They just bite one side at a time.
And lose fingers. I think they should make peanut butter and jelly Oreos.
Swedish I would do fish Oreos.
Those are the best.
What are they?
Swedish fish.
Swedish, oh, yeah. Oh,
I'd eat the fuck out of those. That sounds gay, but I'd eat them.
Fruit punch Oreos?
No.
Napoleon.
Gay porn Oreos. Very creamy and runny.
Neopilot.
Chocolate with white.
Limeade.
So when you squeeze them, it goes. What?
Limeade.
How about those circus candies?
Circus candies? Peanuts?
Like yeah, do you ever like that?
God, I puked my brain.
I love those. You guys don't like those?
I this is why I don't like
it. I like black licorice.
I love black licorice.
I do too. Yeah.
I used to awesome. I ate those circus peanuts, those orange ones. I lived in Tennessee, me and my buddy Joe would fucking pound them, right? We're like, yeah, it's good. Like not even 20 minutes later, my stomach was like, hey, guess what's gonna happen? And I was like, oof. And I ate like 7 bags with him all together.
I wonder why.
Like that, and I was like,
oh god.
I was like, Joe,
see why he doesn't like
I was like, Joe, I don't feel good, man. He's like, what's going on? I was like, and I just turned around. My part is right there. And fucking orange everywhere. All over the part and everything. And he's like, what the fuck, bro? And there's a huge, like, when we clean the floors, there's like a huge ass fucking vent, like a drainage. It's huge. And Joe's like, yeah, man, I don't feel good either. I was like, yeah, we know what's going to happen. And all in the vent and everything. And he's like, at least I made it in the vent. My boss comes around the corner. He's like, what the fuck is this? I was like, nothing, man. I don't feel good. He's like, you want to go home? I'm like, no, I'm good. What's this one?
Waffles and syrup Oreo.
Blue waffle. They should make blue waffle
Oreos. Oh, I could.
Not dirty, sick fucking diseases. I mean, like, strawberries and cream. Strawberries and cream would be a good Oreo. Yes, we're retarded. We're not talking about explicit shit at this moment.
How about combining two different foods in an Oreo? Think about it. Like Doritos and...
Dorito Oreos.
Dorito
Oreos. Yeah. Better be Cool Ranch.
Right? Or like dirty socks and...
Yeah, that would be gross.
Right? Wet cats. Or dogs, actually. Something like that.
That's disgusting.
Those are good. The watermelon. They didn't last long. They were actually pretty decent.
Oh, I can't fucking breathe. You are sick. You don't have
a virus. I don't.
Because you just coughed all over me.
I did not. I had my mouth covered.
Be careful. It can be the coronavirus.
What kind of soda would you want it to be?
Soda?
Yeah.
What kind of soda should there be?
Yeah. Cream soda, root beer, anything like that?
That would be like a gay Oreo. Do you guys like some cream Oreos? No, you guys got that. Thanks.
Code red. I love it.
That'd be an Oreo you don't want.
Code red?
Yeah. I mean, like, eat them every month.
Eat the slogan on that.
Yeah, eat the Oreos every month. Get free box of tampons.
For 7 days straight.
Get a free box of tampons every time you buy them. Just imagine.
You cannot put, like, hygiene products on food. Like, on
the wrapper. You have to put it on food. You just go pick it up.
No, like, on the wrapper. You have to advertise it.
No, you just get,
like, free.
You get the coupon off the Oreos that says free.
That's what I'm saying.
30 pack of tampons. You go get them.
That's what I'm saying.
Free 30 pack of
tampons.
That's
weird to put that on a food product.
It would be hilarious.
That would be crazy.
Because it would be called Code Red.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't that be cool?
Okay, you think
I mean,
that's
don't
cool.
Get me wrong. It's not like I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, right. You got the coupon for free tampons. What do you need tampons for?
I didn't say. What did I just say? She doesn't listen to
I wasn't listening.
I said I wouldn't go pick them up.
Right.
But I'd take the coupon off and hand it to somebody else. But you have to buy Code Red fucking cookies.
You'd eat them?
The Code Red cookies?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't have a period every month, so I'm good. I can eat them right away. It's not like I have anal periods like
no,
someone
this is
else
gross.
I know.
This is gross. Oh, I it's getting late. I can't.
Don't they have orange?
I want them to make creamsicle Oreos.
That's awesome.
They don't. Oh my gosh. Yes, special. They do.
If they do that, I want to know where they are.
I didn't realize they've made that.
I would eat them all
where
day
you
too.
See creamsicle Oreos.
I'm gonna show you.
I think you're on drugs.
They make.
You've been snorting way too much of that shit downstairs.
Oh my god. I would buy it because it seemed like it was just too.
No, that's something I want.
Yeah.
How about a Klondike?
A creamsicle sounds gay too. I can't eat it though. See?
Fuck Klondikes? Klondikes.
That's for lesbians.
Hand finger pie.
Oh, fucking yeah. Christ, I'm dying.
Candy corn. Jelly donut. Swedish fish. Fruit punch. Still waiting. Shut up.
There is an answer.
Yes, there is. I saw it somewhere.
I think you're smoking
cinnamon
something.
Bun, marshmallow crispy, this Rice crispy treat,
marshmallow
cake filled Oreo, creamsicle right there in your face. Creamsicle.
Is it really?
Yes, oh, nice. Limited edition.
Okay, where and when did that come out?
Did you notice that?
Well, you had to point that out.
I had no choice.
Where and when did that come out?
Come on.
I was saying Culture Club now.
Yeah.
So I heard that.
Boy, it doesn't say they were on limited time, though.
Got dreadlocks.
Shut up.
I fucking hate that shit. I hate Culture Club.
Fruity Crisp Oreo.
I always hated Boy
You guys
George.
Like Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Crisp Oreo. It picks up the inside of Oreo.
You say Cookie Crisp?
It looks good.
Cookie Crisp.
No.
Fruity Crisp.
Cookie Crisp sounds better than Fruity Crisp.
Yeah.
I don't listen to anybody.
Cookie Crisp sounds better.
Just my awesome
self. Candy cane Oreo.
I might do that.
Berry Burst Ice Cream.
It'd be like a cinnamon.
Right? You want to check? Look, see? Berry Burst Ice Cream.
I know I've had those.
Oh, you've had those?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate Strawberry. Waffles and Syrup, which we talked about. Watermelon we talked about.
STD Oreos. Just touch it and you already get something. Fuck. Or you pick one up and you eat it and then you look at the bottom of the Oreo that you after you eat the cream and says, you have.
Oh my god.
You have chlamydia.
You're at your own risk.
You have chlamydia. Me. Shot time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be
there. You idiot.
Oof. Anyways. So, I don't have anything else to talk about now.
Should we ban butter? That's the question of the day.
Should we ban butter?
Yeah.
Why? That's how is McDonald's
butter is in a lot of food, so I don't agree with that.
That's stupid.
I'm sorry, I don't. I mean, I'm not going to open it up and take a scoop of it, but
yeah.
What is it? Wait, go back for a minute. What? Where is this guy? Oh, that's not what? The guy. That's not the guy I thought it was. Is there any shows you hate on TV?
I don't like sitcoms with like little teenage floozies.
Well, you mean like Nickelodeon?
Like Hannah Montana and stuff like that.
Hannah Montana is my slut, anyways. Nobody listens to that
like
bitch.
Like Sam and Carly or whatever.
Sam and Carly. You mean iCarly?
iCarly, yep.
Yeah.
There's another one. Sam and Cat. Cat and Sam or whatever.
Sam and Cat, yeah. You mean the one? There's an actual episode. No, I'm not trying to be a pervert, but that's who I am. There's an episode where what the fuck's her name? Sam is actually reaching for her dress over the thing. Her boob comes up, and Nickelodeon never blocked it. You see everything, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And I watched it, and I was like,
"What was that?"
It was on Sam and Cat.
Do they still have it out there?
Oh, it's still there.
And they never took it off.
They never took it off. I'm sure people have ever jerked it off, but.
Oh, now you got everybody looking at
it. Yeah, I'm sure all you people are looking for that. Well, one of you.
Well, she's old enough now, so.
Yeah, she's old enough now. It doesn't matter. No, just look for a boob shot of Sam and Cat on Sam and Cat. Dressing room. They were in a dressing room. Sam and Cat boob shot. Yeah, watch.
Boob slap.
No, it wasn't a boob slap. It was a boob shot in the dressing room. You got to put dressing room.
Oh my god. Why were they filming her in the dressing room?
Because she was taking her things off. She took everything off. Where is it? I can't remember which one it is. You can find it on YouTube instead, but.
Oh my god. Oh, right here.
Yeah. No, that wasn't there. I saw the whole thing. She did not have that on.
Oh, poor
kid. They're just
kid.
Doing that.
No, she does now.
Yeah, they're doing it now because they know that they fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it's a free boob shot.
Whoever edited that really, really.
Yep, it was bad.
Screwed up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can see. Oh, my gosh, that poor girl.
Yeah, see right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have it, so she didn't have anything on. But when Nickelodeon saw that, they were like, oh, my gosh, her boob's hanging out.
Oh, poor girl. Oh, yeah, I see they.
All right. Might as well end this because we're not talking about anything. We're just choking to death. And...
I know.
It's all right, late, guys. It's way too fucking late.
Yeah.
And I'm choking to death. So I hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, I don't give a fuck. All right. Take it easy, guys. Later. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.